in terms of the practical aspects of these dinim. Again, doesn't fully do justice. It doesn't do justice really in any way to the comprehensive learning of the sugya, which is a very broad sugya in Beitz, of course, and other places. But our purpose is just a kedai to have a shlama to everything we've done so far. And I hope to go on tomorrow, Mir Hashem, to the continuation of the Gemara. Okay. So we have here the Din of Atzei Sukkah, Asurim Kol Shiva. We have different shitas about whether we have an Issa Doraisa in every situation, and the Huksa Mitzvaso is just another way of expressing that Din Doraisa. That's the Mahalchim we saw in Rashi. And we had two Mahalchim Tosas that seem to distinguish between the level of Doraisa and the level that would be Huksa Mitzvaso Midrabanan, the Reef Shita. Of Nafla would be only the Rabbanan, no longer the Din Doraisa. Atzei Sukkah, we had the Shita of Reel Tam that distinguishes between what's necessary for the Hechsher Sukkah and what's beyond Hechsher Sukkah. What exactly does that mean? That is unclear in our Tosis. In Tosis in Beitza, Rabbeinu Tam stresses the point of the Tfanus. So that immediately brings up the Machokas, the Rush, and the Rambam. So we should just note that. The Rush over here makes clear that the Din of Atzei Sukkah is limited to the schach itself, because we assume that's the ikar sukkah. The sukkah is the schach, the dinim that we find regarding schach don't extend to tfanos. Rav Yoshia is one shita that we don't accept. And therefore, the Rush makes clear that the halacha of Atzei Sukkah is limited to the schach. But obviously, the Tosis in Beitza would seem to hold otherwise. The Rambam is, of course, of that opinion. That's the Rambam that you have here in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav. The Rambam says that the Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shmonos Miachad Bein Atzei Tfanos Bein Atzei Schach Ein Le'osim Mehenu Davar Acher Kol Shmonos Hayom Neshim Hashvi Kul Hasukkah Muksad Bein Hashmashis, and so on. So what did Rabbeinu Tam say? You have to know what is this Machokas, obviously. What is the Yesod of Machokas? We haven't really dealt with it. One way to think about it is that what is the Chetz of the Sukkah? Is the Chetz of the Sukkah the Schach, like Rashi in Daf Bei says, Al Shem HaSchach Kori Sukkah? Or do we say that Tfanos themselves go into the Shem Sukkah? I have to know how come other dinim don't carry over, but the Etzem, the Chetz of the Sukkah, is also the Tfanos. The first piece in the Rishimos on Sukkah from the Rav seems to learn that way, that the Rambam holds different than the Rush in terms of the very definition of the Sukkah. Again, you have to know how to distinguish between certain halakhas that don't carry over, but the chetza of the Sukkah is in fact the Tfanos. The Maisa, Rav Chaim says otherwise. Rav Chaim, there's a small Rav Chaim here in Hilchos Sukkah on that Rambam, Perek Rav Lachat Tesvav, Mamish, one paragraph of Chaim, after quoting the Rambam. Rav Chaim says, again, we're not being medayik now so much in the language, but Rav Chaim's basic approach is that the Rambam is moda that the chetz of the Sukkah is the schach. However, the reason why this particular halacha carries over to the Tfanos is because the halacha of the Isser of the Atzei Sukkah is derived not from what's called the chetz of the Sukkah, but from what is considered to be shayach to the mitzvah yeshiva Sukkah. Lashon Rav Chaim here, just a few words. He says, the dinim hanogim lepsula v'achsher the sukkah, that's totally chefsa shel sukkah. That's only the schach. Tfanos and apachal sukkah. But Atzei Sukkah Nesarim is learned out of a pasuk chag ha-sukkos. The Rambam holds, the aims are totally be'etzem ha-sukkah, the shi'iyah gzeras ha-kosav the sukkah asa le'yohanos, rather ki'im the din zeh nemar al mitzvah sukkah. The kodim mekayimah bein mitzvah sukkah asa le'yohanos nimenu. Anything that through that, your mekayim, the mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, has the isur hanah. The din mitzvah sheba husha osa le'yohanos nimenu. What asur hanah is the mitzvah sheba. So there's the sukkah, which could be limited to the definition of the sukkah as the schach, and there's the mitzvah sheba. And that's what triggers the isur hanah. And since, as Rav Chaim, we learn out Tfanos from the words basukos, and without Tfanos, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Again, the chetz of the sukkah is not the Tfanos, but biladei the Tfanos, you wouldn't have a proper way to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, memela the Tfanos come into the same halacha that the mitzvah sukkah would answer anything that's shaykh to mitzvah sukkah. That's the way Rav Chaim says it. interesting lashon of the Ran. It could be that this could work in the lashon of Ran. We'll soon see the hemshach lashon of Ran, but the Ran in Beitza, which you should have, right? The Ran in Beitza, when he quotes the halacha of Avati Sukkah and carries it over to the Tfanos. Let's see. Maybe Parapellas have it. Yes. The lashon of Ran is so a little bit ambiguous. What does the Ran mean? Because they're nitzvachim lehechshe sukkah, therefore they're part of the chetz of the sukkah, like the Rav in the Rishimas. Does he mean shigam him tzvichim lehechshe sukkah, and therefore they need it for the mitzvah of yeshiva, which is Rav Chaim's way of saying it? It's not 100% clear, but that's the way the Ran puts it. But the Ran goes also al derech haRambam. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is that the what is necessary for a Hechshe Sukkah in terms of Tfanos would go into the Isser of Atzi Sukkah Surim, which for Rabbeinu Tam and Beitza includes the Tfanos. That Lechoira would say that the din of Tfanos is a din d'oraisa. Because Rabbeinu Tam is distinguishing between the Tfanos that are in Tzrachim with Hechshe Sukkah, the two walls and the Tefach, and the rest, which is only muksa mitzvah, so only halacha drabana. Rabbi Tam over here doesn't make clear what he means when he says what you need for hechshe sukkah. He doesn't say tfanos. So that's where the Beis Yosef suggested another way to explain for Rabbi Tam. And this would be what the Rush would have to say, but that's Rabbi Tam, because the same Rush that quoted the Rabbi Tam earlier in that same piece in the Rush quotes that the Tfanos do not become Asa. So what would Rabbeinu Tam mean? So you'd have to say that there's a chil between some part of the Tzrach and some other part of the Tzrach. So what would that mean? So what did the Beis Yosef quote in Tavish Lamed Ches, that the amount of Tzrach that you have up to the Shir Zayin al Zayin, which is the minimum Shir Sukkah, that's the Raisa. The Tzrach that exceeds that would be the Rabbanah. But that's Rabbeinu Tam in Sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam in Beitza, L'chara holds like the Rambam. And what you see, according to this, is that the Tfanos are asa midoraisa. There are those, we'll soon see a little bit in the Mishulchan Aruch, in the Farshim, there are those who think that according to the Rambam, the Isser Tfanos is only Drabonah. Against Rav Chaim, against the Rav, against everything we're saying so far, that the Isser is a doraisa, the Tfanos go into the din of Atzi Sukkah. They say the Rambam only means that Atzi Sukkah Schach is the Raisa, and the Rambam puts it all together because it's Tfanos Midrabanan. It's not mashma so much in the Rosh and the Rambam, but it's certainly dark in the work with the Rabbeinu Tam and Beitza. The Rabbeinu Tam and Beitza says that the difference between the Doraisa level and the Drabanan level. Okay. Now, there's a very basic question within Rabbeinu Tam, and then from this we'll go a little bit into the Lashonos and Shulchan Aruch and some other things as well. The Orach HaNer makes this question puts a very sharper focus. Orach HaNer asks, and the Ran is going to address this also, we'll see in the Lashon of Ran in a minute. The Orach HaNer says, Mamash, don't understand Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Lashon of Tosis again here is, Rabbeinu Tam holds that, what is Doraisa? Eitzim shel kidei hechshe sukkah, chai lo kedusha layu, vasim Doraisa. Hayos mechdei hechshe lo mitzri medrabban. How do you choose? How do you know? Let's talk Tfanos for a second. So the two Tfanos and the Tefach are the Raisa. Now, what do you have when Sukkot enters? What do you have? You have four walls, let's say. You didn't need four walls. You only needed two walls and a Tefach. So now, I have four walls around me. So what's Asa Midoraisa? And what's Asa Midrabana? Pick and choose? How do you know where to assign the Doraisa and where to assign the Drabana? That's what the Orach HaNer asks. He quotes Tosis here and says, what does Tosis mean? Hayos nechshe sukkah doesn't say in our Tosis. Bebeitza bacharu ha-Tosis yosem the base funds of shishas tefach mikri kede echshes hekshe v'hayosem izel hu ha-yes mechde hekshe. Okay, so he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam in Beitza. Achim lo zachisi lo havin. Mashir yesh, which is the Rabbeinu Tam, b'sukkah benuya in dalet fanoseha. Mame en mikri kede hekshe v'yos asabana. Don't have to ask for funnels to have to hold sad. So we're the two that start off the process, and I'll consider Kdei Hechsher. You have four walls. Sukkos comes in, you have four walls. No, so what are you going to think? What did you guys think when you first read the Tosis of Beitza? Go ahead.
It's like
when you started making it.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So you started making the Sukkos. You made one wall. You made two walls. Now you started the third wall. You made a Tefach. Oh, that's the cutoff. That's the Dorais. Now you keep going. So the rest is Drabbana. What's wrong with that? When is what? When is the Kedusha Chal, Rabosai? When you're making it?
No.
Yantif comes in, or as we'll soon see, could be even B'shas Yeshiva, the first time you sit there. We've seen him in the Ramah. But that already you don't know in the Rishonim. But Pashtus, not before Yantif. B'shas Asiya. The Ein Lomar. The Habeis Tfanus, the Tevach Shel Shlishis, Jebana Mitchila, Hem Shasur Minat Torah. Shezeh Eino. Shari Kozman Shilo Sichech. Oh, so it's even before that. Forget about before Yantif. There's no Schach on yet. So you can't tell me Tfanus Asiya without Schach. Now, when you're putting the schach on, presumably you have your four walls already. So even better. Forget about what you said. It's not sukkah yet. You didn't sit in the sukkah yet. Before that, you didn't put the schach on yet. You can't make an isid fanos without schach. Even if you tell me it's schach before you have it. But right now, you don't have schach. And when you have schach, presumably you have your four walls. You're not going to put two walls in a tefach, then the schach, then the rest. Kozman shelo sichich in a sukkah. Even with four walls without a schach. Go ahead.
I was going to say it different. I was going to say that it's not about how you build it, but how you take it down. So that when you're taking
afterwards,
it down,
that's going to be. So he's going to say something like this in a minute. That you're going
to
figure.
No, like when you're taking it down to use it for something. It's like if you're.
So a second. So what are you taking down? So you're saying when you start taking down, as long as you're leaving.
To use it. Not like after sukkahs, but on sukkahs when you're.
So second, when you're violating this quote unquote Isser,
right.
So now we'll know whether you're a Pugah in the Isser or not. Why? Because if you're taking more, if you're taking so much that you haven't left, what you mean? If you're taking so much that you haven't left over Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, then you've infringed on this Isser. He's gonna suggest that in a minute. That's what you're saying, I think. Let's see. So let's go slow. The Aruch HaNer asks this question. The Gamei Lomar, the Kavanas of Benotan, this is a suggestion. The Sukkah Binuyim Bedalat Fanos Likach Dofen Achas. So let's say you have a four wall sukkah. So you take one wall and you take all the wood off the one wall. No problem. You still have three left. Verov Sheni, and then you go to a second wall, and you take rov of it, and Miyud is still there, and the Tefach is still there. Yeah, no problem. Once you get to the point that you haven't left the Tefach on the third wall. Now ready, boom, now you have the problem. Yeah, the rice, I mean, right, Rabban was before, right. So maybe that's the pshat, that's how you define the Hechsher Sukkah, that's the rice. Not from the beginning, because you haven't put schach on it, Yantif hadn't come in yet, but after the fact, now it's Yantif, now, at what point are you seen as infringing on the rice? So when you have not left remaining the minimum Kedei Hechsher Sukkah, wait, what's the problem with that? So that's what he says. You have a problem called Breira. Dizeino, the Imkain, Sarach Lomar, Huber Lamafreya, Shadfanos, Shehispik, Mehen, Betriga, Henho Yuayeseros. Bidaraisa came with the Imbreira. No, you have to know, is it really for sure a Breira problem? Breira sounds like it's a chalos later on. You have to know, maybe. And let's say it like this: if the Isser to begin with, the Raisa is when you are pogea in what you need for the mitzvah, that's the definition of the mitzvah of the Isser, then maybe it's not Breirish. The Isser is defined as what is the Isser? To take Atzei Sukkah, to be Nena, what is the Isser? To take it, like the Taz wanted to say, when you're affecting the possibility of being Yotzi in the mitzvah here, once the possibility of Yotzi mitzvah is still here, I mean, once you've cross the line that you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah anymore, that's called that you've been Nena. What you did before is not the definition of the Issa. So I don't hear the Kasha Breyer here. You know, if you define the Issa as that alone, you know, taking beyond the Kedei Hechsher is not the Raisa, taking Kedei Hechsher is the Raisa. How do I know what's Kedei Hechsher? I'll figure out later on. That's Breyer. But if you define the Issa in terms of what did the Torah asked? The Torah asked taking in such a way, the Raisa, taking in such a way that you have not left the opportunity for the mitzvah sukkah, that is the Isser. So then when that comes, the time that you cross that line, that's when you violate the Isser. It's not Reira. If you understand the Isser as defined by having been pogea in the mitzvah, in the possibility of becoming the mitzvah, then I don't need the kasha Reira. He's learning Reira because he says, this is the Isser. Isser is certain amount of finals. How do I know which ones? I'll figure out later on. That's called Reira. Okay, that's on what he says, but that's another kasha. No, maybe another possibility. V'gamein lomar, the osant fanos shesichech aleim betchila ad hechshe sukkah in harsuros. So in other words, you start putting a schach on. So you start somewhere, and the schach is going on the area of the tfanos, wherever it is, and that's the area. So you want to know from the four, which are the two in the tefach? No, depends. If you started from this side, to put schach on, so then it would be these two in the tefach. You start putting schach on that side, it would be that. What's the problem with that? Then you're telling me that it's going to be us away when he's putting on the schach. But he says, "Eino divade kodem achad adayin lo nesra sukkah. Vo nesra rak lacha knisas yantif." So you're putting schach on before yantif. The Isser is not chal yet. U'mishashe yasha ba'u, that's a poskim. Ba'ot sakfar ha-sukkah misulcheches melmedes. When sukkah comes in, when you're sitting down to eat in the sukkah, you have all the schach. Now here too, one could perhaps tie in as follows. In a chinami, the chalos iser takes effect later, the knisas yantif, when you sit down. But that which you are mazmin in some way to be the initial schach, the initial tfanos, so that's what the iser that's chal later is chal on. In other words, in a chanami, it's not chal b'shas you made those walls, or b'shas you first put the schach on those walls. But given the fact that those walls got the schach first, those walls were made first, or kept the schach on first, so that's where the iser of later will take effect. So again, one could perhaps start playing with the idea that it is relevant what you did first, even if the iser didn't take effect right away. But these are his kashas. The gamein lomar nutaina. Another possibility for Rabbeinu Tam. The Irish Rabbeinu Tam shebana sukkah be'achshel levad. Erev sukkis, you only had the bare minimum, two walls and a tefach, zayin al zayin, whatever. So we're talking about adding not before yantif, but adding subsequent to kinesis yantif of chol hamoed. The masha osvachakach is not also doraisa. He says maybe it's masha with Beis Yosef a little bit that way, but that's a real time. But he says if that's the case, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Why did he say this? To answer the kasha. What kasha did Rabbeinu Tam ask? Here it says in one place, Atzei Sukkah Sum Koshiva Midarais. It says in another place that it's only Mitzad Huksa Mitzvah Suksa Lisuro. The Lashon HaGemara was that he was using, which is a Drabbanan Lashon, is Atzei Sukkah Dechayle Kedusha is Katsay Lishiva. So what kind of Sukkah are we talking about in the Gemara? You built it Fans Chol Moed, or you built it before Sukkot? Pashtus were told me a sukkah that you sat on it and began a yantif, and it was a sukkah even before. Okay, so we had a few points that we could have perhaps, you know disagree with the Archoner in the kashas, but Maisa, these are all basic kashas here. Take a look at the Ran. Now, the Kshayla is Rabbeinu Tam, is the Ran saying it's Bedas Rabbeinu Tam, or is he saying it Lefi, the Derech of Rabbeinu Tam, but not in terms of Pshat Rabbeinu Tam? The Ran, here in Beitza, the Atzei Sukkah, the Mitzri Mekesh Dechag, Af Panos Becholon, Shigam Ein Tzvich Meachshe Sukkah. Niyu, La'acha She'asa Hashir HaTzorach Min Atfanos, V'Nishlam Hechshe Sukkah. Once you made the shear that's necessary, and you have what's enough for the sukkah, kigon state funus vigimel tefach. Im achakach hosif dofen masma dulo mitzira. It's masma, the wind become us. So now, not become Aser Deraisa, but Yesterabanan, not Aser at all. What is it? What does it sound like in the Ran? If you added a dolphin later, then what? Then it's not Aser. On what level? What do you think? Pashtus is not Shabbat. What? Raisa? But yes, Rabbanan. See, the Stima Salashan of the Ran is not Shabbat. One bit. So that would not be, but meanwhile, he says, you added Dauphin later. So could be we can use this distinction within Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam talked about the Raisa versus Rabbanan. The Ran is discussing Aser versus not Aser at all. But he says, if you added Dauphin later, it's not Aser. Miu. Avo asan la'abatan stam kuan asuros umuktsos. If you made all four without any, without defining some as before and some after, just you did all four stam, then everything is asur, everything is muktsa. So the Ran is giving us some distinction between making some and adding, or making all of them seemingly at the same time. You see there's that little aleph here? The aleph sends you up to the Chedushi Anshei Shem, which is on the upper left margin. He says, wait a second, Sarach Ilan, ki betosus ena machalek ben hosif behen osha son yachad diyosim mishya sukkah lunafik mikra. Tosus more than the shia sukkah is not from the pasuk. Does Tosus distinguish with whether you made it together or made some of it later? Tosus doesn't seem to distinguish. Right? So that's his point. The Ran is saying, you made it later or you made it all at the same time. You made it all at the same time, everything is Aser. And Tosus doesn't make that distinction. Vinerili dachinami kamar. You know what the Ran means? It means, avo vadai arbatan kuan asuros. If you make all four together, they're all Aser, but not on the same level. Kshir hechshir mehekesh dechag. So what is he trying to do here? He's trying to put in the two tiers of Tosus into the Ran. Again, you see what he says? You see, the Bir Aloch is not going to like this pshat in the Ran, but what is the Chiddush Anshei Shem saying? When the Ran says, Arbaton Asuros, Lashon HaRan is Asuros Umuktsos. So what is he suggesting? Kuan Asuros Umuktsos, meaning, there's an Asuros and there's a Muktzos. The Asuros would mean you made it all together. The Kidei Hechsher would be Asuros on what level? The Raisa. And Muktzos would mean the part beyond that. But if you made a whole separate dolphin later, then clearly it would mean that whatever was made later is Mutuk Gamri. But in the case where you made it all together, there's going to be the two tiers of Rabbeinu Tam. This is what the Anshei Shem says. Now take a look at the Bir Halacha with me. Simon Tafresh Lamed Ches. Sif Aleph. Sukkah Benoya Asura Koshiva. Atse Sukkah Asurim Koshimonis Meachag. Bein Atse Tfanos Bein Atse Shrak. He paskins like who? The Bachar paskins like? The Rambam. The Ein Yos Men Ledava Acher Koshimonis Hayamim. For all 8 days, including Shemini Atzeres, Bnei Shi Yom HaShvi'i Kuo HaSukkah, Shvi Yom HaShvi'i Kuo HaSukkah Muktzah Ben HaShmashos, and then this is the other inyan of Ben HaShmashos of Yom HaShmini, Ho Vukso Ben HaShmashos Shoshvi'i Hukso L'Chayo. Continue the Machaber. I mean, the Rama adds something here about I feel not for HaSukkah Asurim, for Mani Batnai, that's based on the Shita Satosis. Continue the machaber. Vim achar she'asa hashir hatsarach min atfanos. V'nishlam hechshe sukkah. Hosif dolphin. So where did this case come? What's the marker of the words of the machaber right now? The Ran that we just read. Hosif dolphin. Lo mitzra. Avo im asa arbatan stam. Kulon asuros umuksos. Mamesh ahataka of the Lashon HaRan. Nachum had a question.
I was just wondering.
No, to the contrary. It's mashmah the Ran we thought, and you thought that it's mutter gamrei, if you added it. That's what I asked you, what you thought.
Or,
But the problem we're asking is, when you make them all together, and you say they're all usher on what level? So the Anshe Shem said, no, some from the four together, some will be, and he didn't tell you how to define it. That was the Aruch Haner's dilemma. But some of the devices, but all the Machaber did was so far quote the Lashon Hara. Now look at the Bir Halacha. Dibra Maschil v'im Achash Asa, right? Bir Halacha, the fourth or so, third or fourth one. Achash Asa Shir Hosid Dofen Lo Mitzvah. See it, everybody? Yeah. Where is it? On your Tzura Sadaf, on the second page. V'im Achash Asa Shir Hosid Dofen Lo Mitzvah. See it? Ayin bechidushay anshe shem. We just saw in the margin, right? And Amud Reis Samachtes in your Xerox, Mishnah Berurah. Ayin bechidushay anshe shem the mitzadei lomar. The haran sover gam ken ke hatosvus. The dafka ke dehechshes sukkum in a Torah. The yeser mizehu midrabana. The kavana haran gam ken ve'inyan arbatan. In the case we made all four together. The ad kidei shir hu min haTorah, the yes amizeh hu rak midrabana. That's we just saw a minute ago in Chiddushi Anshe Shem. Says the Chafetz Chaim, v'ani yizdaiti lo nihira klal. I don't think that that's pshat in the Ran at all. The divya Ran hu ke'ein mashamu b'shabes kuf gamagim u binyan mila. He brings a muscle that we find by bris mila. We know geya when you can go back and do the to be removed a cheluk of the arla that's not akev, but it'll be a hider mitzvah to do it. So can you do it on Shabbos? So the shaila is, if you're still osik in the cutting, then you can go back even for tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. But once you're poresh, once you stop, you can't do that. So kol zman she'osik b'mila, could be negiah Shabbos, could be negiah the inyan of hidur mitzvah itself, the biskarav, whether it's quarter hidur mitzvah, whatever you see that gemara. But let's just see the words. Kol zman she'osik b'mila. If you're still involved with the mitzvah smigla, then you could be choser even for what would otherwise not be ma'akev because you're still in the middle of the process. V'atam dekuah chadamilsehu, kipirish Rashi there. L'achas apirish, eno choser tzitzit in ma'akev. Once you stop, then you don't go back, again, whether it's Shabbos or weekday, v'hidah mitzvah, we don't go back to tzitzit she'en ma'akev. V'lachein amar, that's the pshat over here in the van. Im achas osa, you already had your hechsher. Then you added, at a new point, hosim dofen, ratzalomar, the lachshe gomar, shir hechsher sukkah. Then you decided you had an einfel, nisyashe b'daito, you know what? Shetzorach lasas o dofen revi. That's nosa ba'anpe nafshe. That would be considered like a separate thing. Avam as arbatan, ratzalomar, shilo hipsik b'intai. Nechshevu ko'arba b'chal sukkah, b'kulon hei min haTorah. So he learns, like we were b'daik ourselves, that if you did it all together, the Ran is saying, it's all asa min haTorah. So then is the Ran like Rabbeinu Tam or not like Rabbeinu Tam? He's giving us this idea of separating, but the way it comes out in the Ran, if you do it all together, everything is asa. And if you broke it up, then the part you added later, the dolphin you added later, the fourth wall, is nothing. Why not say, wait a second, Rabbeinu Tam would say, if you have all four you did together, some of it will be Doraisa, Kidei Hechshe Sukkah, the two walls in a Tefach, and some will be Rabbana. So why doesn't the Ran assume that way? Why does the Ran know it's all Doraisa? So I'll tell you why. The Lachi Lomak Rabbeinu Tam, the Rak Kidei Hechshe Sukkah Asa. The Man Mephis, what's going to create the lottery? The Elohim Bechal Sukkah, Elohim Bechal Yeser. Whose cash is this? Orchaner's kasha. Where you gonna do a goro to figure it out? Ah, this is kidei hechsher. You did four walls. Maybe this is the kidei hechsher. Like you have four walls. You need only other four walls. You need two and a tefach. But what do you know where to put the two and a tefach within the four walls? So therefore, it could be he's not like Rabbeinu Tam. But then he says v'yosin nirali. Ah, but then maybe you can square the round with Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Bir Halacha. Maybe the Ran holds a Rabbeinu Tam. Achum efarish the Rabbeinu Tam. The pshat of Rabbeinu Tam is the following: a new way to read Rabbeinu Tam. What's kedei hechsher? What's beyond? How do you know? The Rav Shlomo the mitchila asa kedei hechsher. Dachakach hosif, and that's where Rabbeinu Tam will say that what you're mosif will be Drabana. Hooks. Avom asa kod fanazach azeki sidron, him shovels kuam keachad gadina. They're all the same, and they're all the raisa. Rabbi Tam agrees to that. Ulahachi hetika beis Yosef b'shulchan aruch de v'haran. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran. After the Tosus v'arash, who's kashitas Rabbeinu Tam? Why quote the Ran? Quote Tosus Rabbeinu Tam. Mishum da Ran mefarish de v'Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, but there is an afkamina between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. He's mefarish, in other words, the Rabbeinu Tam's definition of what's called the Doraisa versus what's the Rabbanan is going to be measured by the situation that the Ran spoke about. If you made all four together, then it's all Asa Doraisa. If you break after making two and a Tefach and then make another one afterwards, then the first part is Doraisa and the next part is Rabbanan. What about the fact that it's before Yontif? It doesn't seem to bother him. Comes Yontif, comes Yeshiva, whatever you made in the beginning, two and a Tefach would be Doraisa, whatever you added afterwards would be the Rabbanan. But there's an afkamina still. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? You have the Doraisa, and we're going to explain that means what you made in the beginning, and then you stopped. And then you have what you added later, which would be the Rabbanan. What would the Ran hold about what you added later? What is the Mashma Ran? I asked you before. What's the Mashma Ran? Mut. And that Nakuda, the Beis Yosef holds like the Ran, that whatever you broke, you stopped, and you added, is Mutter, Lugamri. Rabbeinu Tam would have tier number two at Rabbana. But the Pshat that he wants to suggest within Rabbeinu Tam, after reading all the Kashas and the Aruch Haner, he wants to say that's the point of Rabbeinu Tam. How do you know which Tfanos? Hachamayaskinon, you made two in a Tefach, you stopped. Then you added an hour later, and a day later, you added another dolphin. For Rabbeinu Tam, the other dolphin would be the Rabbanan. For the Ran, it would be Mutter Lagamre. But the Tzad HaShava between the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam is that if you made all four together at once without breaking, then Hakol Asa Midoraisa. So this will be a plan for Rabbeinu Tam to understand how you look at it. Yeah. So this is one Indian, one piece to take note of. The Ran, the reading of the Machaber, the Biarlot, the Chedush Yad Sheshem didn't learn this. The Chedush Yad said that when the Ran said Kuan Asuros, the Ran meant, well, Kuan Asuros, two tiers. How would you define it? How would you know? Unclear. Halacha says Pshat in the Ran, within Rabbeinu Tam, in terms of what's a Doraisa, until the point that you stop making Tfanos, Doraisa. After that, for Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rabbanan, Huksa Mitzvaso, for the Ran of Imut. This is one in questions. Yeah, Yaakov Abraham.
So are we saying that the Ran's explaining Rabbeinu Tam as being that when Rabbeinu Tam says like the Hechsher Sugi just means like the first like making of the sukkah?
The first time you made it, no, until you right, you made a sukkah and whatever you made all together without hefsik goes into this Doraisa. So it could be two and a tefach, it could be three, it could be two and three quarters, whatever, right. Right, so then you wouldn't cut it off in the middle if it was one asiya, one maisa asiya sukkah. And again, the issues that the Aruch Haner brought up, but that's before Yantif, that doesn't seem to be on the radar screen for the Bir Halacha. And as we noted before, because it could be that to the extent that you did an asiya, so now what happens on Yantif when you sit in the sukkah, when Yantif comes in, is going to correspond to the asiya of every Yantif. And that's going to set the template for what is going to be Chal later on, Avram. Good kasha. Interesting. I had this shaila. Let me tell you what you're asking. You have a wall that's zayin tefach, but you could have gaps in the wall, right? Love it. Or you have a wall, whatever length it is. So now if you have a full wall without gaps, but you could have had gaps up to three tefach within that wall. So why ask for the whole wall? That's not what you're asking. No, you could have had the wall with cracks. With so why is every inch of that wall? Why not say, well, wait a second, part of this wall could have been missing because I would have had a gap less than three tefachim. So why is the whole wall less? Same way Rabbeinu Tam says you can have two walls in a tefach vis-a-vis the four. Now, if we go with the pshat, it depends. If you're making it all together, then it's all connected. Then obviously that's not going to be a kasha. But if you say that something else, as long as you leave Kedei Hechsher, so maybe even after you get it down to two and a tefach, and you went into one of the two walls, and you start chipping away, but you left lavud. Would you say that until you created a gap of lavud, you haven't violated anything? Or if you just say, whatever, the first chach that you put on becomes the tefanos that are asur. So what? But you could have had the dolphin with lavud gaps. I thought that's what you were asking.
It's the other way around. If a person makes a sukkah using lavud, let's say if it's bored,
okay,
at one stage, and then like at a later stage he fills in the gaps. So are those gaps now okay because it was a separate stage? Or since
it's within a wall lavud, that was the part of the wall that you added to fill the lavud. Would that be like the fourth wall? Would that be connected to the walls that you have? Also interesting question. What do you think?
Both sides.
Okay, Safika Shackle. Okay, I have to think about that too. Interesting. But when I'm asking you here also, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm saying to answer that question, could it be that, okay, fine, good, but now you're replacing the lavud with these walls, so it's not like it's like considered an addition, it's considered more as a replacement, I would say. Not that it's like a new wall.
So it's different than the fourth wall. Here's the third. That's one side, right?
That's one side.
Yeah. No, I think that's a shame.
Good. I want to look with you at what other... Oh, Yaakov, please. Yeah.
How does the parallel understanding of Rabbi Tam, how does he now answer the original question we started with? That it seems like it's good that the walls are there above. Because the normal way to build it would be building off four walls at once. That's the assumption.
One more time.
The way Aruch HaNer is explaining, right?
Aruch HaNer had no answer. He had all these questions.
So because like it seems like you're going to build all four walls at once. So now if the Baruch is saying that right, your time holds that
would be all
the
rest.
How does your time's shot understand?
So according to the Baruch, how would answer
the question? I'll read the question.
No question. Because Erev Yantif in the morning, you made two walls in a tefach. Erev Yantif in the afternoon, you added a wall. So nice all before Yantif. And it will say that what you made two in a tefach will be the raisa. And then the extra wall you added later in the afternoon will be the rabbana.
The Kedushas Kotlin is already
there? It's before Yantif. And then Yantif comes in. No, so the problem that the Kedushas Nafchal B'Shasasiyah doesn't bother B'Yarlach. And when we read Aruch HaNer, we ourselves suggested that maybe it's not a problem because the Kedushas Chal subsequent, when Yantif comes in, when you sit in the Sukkah, but it's Chal corresponding to what the Asiyah was earlier. The Asiyah didn't Asir per se, but the Asiyah created the template for what would become Asir subsequent, maybe like that. So Memela, you could say it was all done Erev Yantif, but it was done in two stages, and that would be a very time distinction.
So that's not all four. That's not all four at once.
No,
all
you mean, right. All for once, but you kept going. It was one session. Okay, the other thing that when you see how it plays out a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah Shaar HaTzion is a comment of the Rashba. Now, the Rashba is in two places. One of them you have Chidushim Tebeitza. The other one they quote from Avodas HaKodesh. The Rashba wrote a Sefer, Avodas HaKodesh, on Nyanim of Erevin, Yanim of Yantif. My uncle in Eretz Yisrael, symbolist, actually has a parish called Avodas Avoda, wonderful parish on this Rashba, four volumes, most of Rav Kook. So I have that edition with me, but there are a lot of different editions. It's so in Avodas HaKodesh, it's in Shar Beis. Whenever you learn in Yanim for Yerodea, you end up, that you have actually other Erevin for sure, you'll have this Beitza. But it's a chashuv sefer, let's put it that way. Okay, you don't need my hasgamah. This is simply the Avodas HaKodesh is Shar Beis Perek Vav. In the Chidushim, take a look at the following paragraph. The Od Kashali. The issue is as follows. Sukkas Ganvach, Rabosai. Back to the Amud before. Sukkas Ganvach. Sukkas Gat Rakvash. There was no Asiya Rishain Sukkah. The Asiya was Rishain what?
Tzeach.
That's the only requirement for Bisila. But the question is, where do we put the halach of Atzi Sukkah Sum Kol Shiva in the context of a Sukkas Ganvach? The Rashba's lashon is as follows. Od Kashali. Had the Kaimulan Sukkas Ganvach, Sukkas Vakvash Ksher, Lama Chayla Le Kedusha Kol Zayin. How is the Kedusha going to be Chal on this Sukkah Kol Zayin? There was never an Asiya L'Shem Sukkah, L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. V'chi Nipnei, Shenichna zeh sham, v'achal sham pam achas, o yoshin sham, tachol alei kedusha kol zayin, v'hi lo nasis l'shem kedusha sukkah. The Rashba seems to be bothered by the notion that a sukkas ganvach can have the notion, the isser of atzi sukkas um koshiva. Why? He says, you went in the sukkah and you had meal, or you slept in the sukkah. That's enough. The Rashba seems to be saying, to create the chalos kedusha, there has to be something of what nature? An asiyah sukkah l'she mitzvah. Or maybe, what is it, mashba? Or what? Not a, but what is the problem? What bothers it? A one-time eating. Let's say you're eating there more kviyasnik. Maybe also. What does the Rashba mean exactly? What bothers him exactly? But because of this problem, he says, I can see the point. The efshir. The sukkah's gabach radvash ki sukkah de'almehen. So what does he mean? Sukkah de'almehen. Meaning there's no din of atzi sukkah surin. No, but you yotzim it's a sukkah, yes or no? Kasher. So what do you have in this Rashba? First of all, he's bothered by something. And his response is, okay, it's sukkah de'almehen, meaning, seemingly, there's no atzi sukkah sum koshiva, but it's still kasher l'mitzvah. If you can have a sukkah that's kosher mitzvah sukkah without the din of... Now, does Tanai work? According to many Rishonim, Tanai doesn't work. According to some Rishonim, different gears and dates, it would work. But this is no Tanai. This is just never an asiyah l'shem sukkah. But the Rashba says you can be yotze mitzvah sukkah with a sukkah that doesn't have the isur atzi sukkah. This is the Rashba's lashon here in the Chidushim. In the Avodas HaKodesh, very similar language. Brings the din of atzi sukkah sum koshiva. Discusses some of the same issues in terms of the Tanai and so on. The Yiruli. This is a lesson in the Rashba Bodhisattva Kodesh. Beis Vav. Yiruli. Shelo nemru dvarim elu. Ela besukkah sha'asuya l'shem chag. Only a sukkah asuya l'shem chag. That's when you say all this. Avah yoshe besukkahs roin. Burgenin. Bekayetzin. Harehi kisukah bi'alma, shebishvil shenichnas zev ha'achal sham pito, lo niskat shezu. What bothers the Rashba? You went in there, you ate something, that creates Kedusha. So what do you think of the Rashba? What should create Kedusha? Only if there was a seal of shemitz. Now let's take a look. Mishnah Bura. Wait. Sivkatan Gimel. Sivkatan Gimel. Lashna Amachaber. Bein Atzei. Schach. Bein Atzei. Tfanos Bein Atzei Schach. Right? Mishnebura Sivkatan Gimel. Everyone have it? The Ein Nafgamina. Bein Sukkah Chadasha Ubein Yishana. Doesn't matter whether it was made within 30 days, whether it was made before that. Kosher sechug l'shem chag. It becomes usher as long as you put shach on l'shem chag. Aval hayoshe besukas roim uborgin imikayotzim harehi kesukah di alma shebishvio shenichna zev ochel sham pito lo niskatsha. The makar of this Mishnah Bura is in the Rashba. Sharat siyun on the bottom, gimel. Avodas HaKodesh LaRashba, and parallel to that, the Rashba Nechidusha. Continues with Sharat Siyun. Achen, Dvar, so this is a Chidush that the Rashba seems to say, that you wouldn't have the din of Atzi Sukkah Simcha Shiva, or the Tfanos by a case of Gadvach. Achen, Dvar V'chorek Sassosvim, Shemitchilas Dvar of Shekasav, Basuyu L'Shem Chag, Mashma, Shabasuyu L'Tseil, Afiu Yashav Sham Kama Yamim on his Kacha Ideze. It has to be Asuya L'Shem Chag. If it wasn't, you could sit there for days. It's not going to change the reality. That if you sit there, B'kviyus, that could create the Chalos Kedusha. That's from the beginning of the words of the Rashba and Avodas HaKodesh. When we sop Dvarav, Shekasav, Shebishvil Shenichna Zeh, Mashma shim yesh lo sukkah shasui b'kayitz l'tzeil, bu yoshi ba b'chad ha-sukkos, niskatsha. B'tzorech iyon p'shat n'rashba. Now, take a look ahead in Mishnah Bura Sivkatan Tes. here you have to read the Ramah first with me, right? We finish reading the Machaber Sif Aleph in the Ramah. Hagah. This whole halacha, says the Ramah, of Atzisukat Fanos Tzach Kozel Onairi. Ela b'sukkah sheyashav bo pam echad. You had to sit in the sukkah to have the Isser Atzisukah. Avo imizmina l'sukkah v'lo yashava. You were mazmin it to be a sukkah, but you didn't sit in the sukkah. Lo nesra, that's manalav milsi, hagas ashri. Does the Ramah mean you sat in the sukkah once, but was the sukkah made l'shem chag, and you sat there once because hazman itself wouldn't be sufficient? Does the Ramah mean even if it was a sukkah skanvach, but you sat there once, it becomes us? B'chayra, what would the Rashba hold on this? We both say the question. The Ramah says, Hasmana by itself is not asr. You need a yeshiva. One time. Hizmina l'sukkah lo yashaba lo nes. But, you need yashaba. But what sukkah is yashaba? A sukkah that was nasis l'shem mitzvah, or even a sukkah that was nasis l'shem tzeil? You had a question. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin b'mogen Avram, Sivkot Tes, you with me? Yeah, everybody? Ayin b'mogen Avram, Shafilu lo nasis l'shem sukkah, Dainu shayis asir l'tzeil, Kevin the Medina sukkah k'sherehi, we call that sukkah ganvach, V'yosha b'pamachas, Asur ashuv koi me'achag. It was made l'shem tzeil, but it's a kashra sukkah. You sat there once. That becomes the din of asi sukkah sum kashiva, the rice. Venerally, the Ma'ari says mina metchil l'shem sukkah sachag. So he says you imagine l'chatchila as sukkah sachag. Oh, she be'ez she yashaba when you sat there the first time. You sat there the first time with intention to be sitting here all of Sukkot, as your dira, your bias for the next 7 days. Halav hachi, lo niskatsha bepam achas lios shem sukkes achag aleha. Ukimo shekasavnu le'malo b'sivkot gimel. What did the Mishnah Berurah just quote in Sivkot gimel? That if you have sukkes roim, sukkes ganvach, radvash, you go there once, long is katsa. So what is he saying here in a chenami? If there's a sukkah ganvach, so what would have to happen? You have to sit there one time with das to sit there for all sukkahs. Interesting. So it comes out now we have a new dimension to think about. That the yeshiva sukkah somehow relates to creating the kedusha, or contributes. In a case where you made it, l'shem sukkah, you still need, says the Ramah, you still need what? A yeshiva pamachas. If you were not making it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you made l'shem tzeil, then the Rashba seems to think that sitting there once is not enough. Mishnah Berurah says, l'halacha, you're right. If you just sat there once and thought about one time, and that was your only das, it wouldn't become asur. But if you sat there once with das, to be the rest of the yantif, that would make you chay. That would make you dasir. I have the dear shu Mishnah Berurah here. They have some other interesting issues. We're getting to this comment of the Ramah. A woman is not chay b'mitzvah sukkah, correct? So we say yeshiva sukkah asirs. Hazmana is not enough. With the yeshiva, that's when the issur comes in. Does it have to be a man? Could it be a woman? She's not chayv in mitzvah sukkah. He brings a whole shayla about this. Isha sheyashav b'sukkah im chala kedusha ayidei yeshivasa. Now, you can tell that she's not chayv in the mitzvah, but there's a kiyum mitzvah. It's good enough. Then he brings a shut, hisoros tshuva, that if she's yoshev in the sukkah, she creates kedusha on the sukkah for herself. What about copy of man? So you're going to have the possibility that Atzi Sukkah Surim for the woman, but not for a man? Strange. What about a katan? Who's Yoshe B'sukkah? He said, this is Koveya Nahalacha, the Yeshiva Sukkah. With Kedusha Michal Gabi Gedolim through Kishiva Saktanim. Another discussion, according to the Dirshu, interesting things that he brings. Adam Hayoshe B'sukkah Chavero, and he has permission. So, can that be Mekadesh and Asir the Sukkah for you if I'm sitting there with your permission? Ein Adam Osir Davashena Shalom, that's the principle we have in Shas. But does that apply in this situation or not? So he brings the Chokideus on this, different Achronim, that one may be the Shiva Midas HaBailam isn't Asiring the Sukkah. Are they Maisa? We do say Adam Osir Davashena Shalom. And it could be, it's not shaykh to that in the Kedusha is Memela. It's a whole interesting shaykh. For this is some of what you have in terms of, again, you can go through more. There's a lot of interesting things that relate to this. Look at the Bir Halacha for a minute. He brings his files. Hasman alav nosehiv. See it? Sarach iyun. What did the Ramah say again? What did the Ramah say? Just being mazv in the sukkah will not serve. What do you have to have afterwards? A yeshiva. Yeshiva pamachas. Suppose, assuming that there was a das asir lishma, and if it would be das, it wasn't asir lishma, but it was a das to sit there all week, that could be enough. Mishnah Berurah paskens. Hasman alav nosehiv. I'm so sorry, you guys didn't have it before?
No, this is the next page.
Oh, the next page, I see. Hazmanu Lamusi. Tzarech Iyun. Ihachi. Afilu Iyasha Ba'acha Shekidesh Hayom. Lo Ritzera. Kuleyoma. El Lishashi Yasha Ba'bilvad. Listen to this kasha. Let's see if you hear the kasha, don't hear the kasha. Let's imagine the first yeshiva took place, Rabbo say, not b'knisas hayom ben hashmashes. Okay, Rabbo, so hear the case. You are mazmin the sukkah before sukkahs. Does it ask the sukkah yet when sukkahs comes in? Hazman alav nosi, we hold it. Hazman itself is not enough to create the yisr. You need a yeshiva sukkah. Okay, it was made l'shem mitzvah sukkah, right? But you need one time yeshiva. When did you sit in the sukkah? Ben hashmashes, the seder. Now it's asr for kol shiva. But he asked the following kasha b'shem the moruk siya, the Yaakov Emden. Let's say you sat there after Shekidah Shayom. Why do we say it's Asa Kuleyoma? It should only be Asa L'shasha Yashaba. To ha'akati lavi iskatsai bin ashmashas. U'iskatsai l'kuleyoma. U'chinaf atishtri. When you leave the sukkah, it should be mutter again. It should only be Asa while you're there. This is the kasha that he asks. But then he says, "Vimashakasa mikodem, afilo yashaba klalas serat chalomoid," because stiras oil makes an iser. Venir de kavanasa the shem kedusha sachag lo mitzvah el shashi yashaba, but kedusha sachag should only make it aser when you're there. However, this kasha is hard to understand. I found in the Emek Bracha, maybe the Yerusha quoted it also. Emek Bracha, but Talmud of Biskarav has a beautiful sefer. It's worth buying. It's only like $10-$12. Probably see the base medrash on Inyanim of Arachaim, more or less. Yes, on every topic, he has entries that connect to that Inyan. So it's Sukkah Osiyot Aleph. Quote this Mishnah Berurah, this Bir Halacha, that if you come to the Sukkah and sit down after Kiddush Hayom, it should only be Aser while you're there, because you don't have Iskatsoi Ben Hashmashos. It should be Mutter when you leave. He says, I don't understand. The Isser Atzi Sukkah, you're saying it's totally in the Iskatsoi ben Hashmashos, and if it didn't become Asa ben Hashmashos, it wouldn't be Asa. He says, no. That Iskatsoi ben Hashmashos was mentioned in the Gemara in connection to what is Sukkah. What is a Sukkah? Did the Gemara use the Lashon Iskatsoi ben Hashmashos? That Tanai would work if you said any Bodo man called ben Hashmashos. Where did the Gemara mention that? Ben Hashmashos. For Noi Sukkah. And that, he's going out there, that's an Isser Mishum Muksa, Huksu Mitzvasa. And that's totally in Ben Hashmashas. But Sukkah Atzma, the Isser Min HaTorah, he's going out there, HaTosis now. So the Isser is not about Muksa, it's Isser Min HaTorah. Kishem Shechal Shem Shemai Malachagiga Kachal HaSukkah. Hadava bar de lo shayach kal leiskatzay ben hashmashes. V'tekef be'eis sheyasa v'achal miyad shem shemayim v'osav anam shem kiyum mitzvasa. Kiyum mitzvasa asers. The first time you come in to mekayim a mitzvah, be it ben hashmashes, be it 2 hours later. That creates, the issa comes in over there. He times that the noisuka is toy ben hashmashes. Again, this is going to work with the derech of Tosus. Because Tosus separates between asisuka, not being midin muksa, and then what's beyond that, or what's noisuka, just rabbanon, that's huksa mitzvah, so that's a function of ben hashmashes. He wants to say that the din asisuka itself, the raisa, that's not toy ben hashmashes. Mashu, if you go derech rashi, l'chor, it's or din of muksa. You couldn't say this. But that's what he wants to tie on the bir halach. Yeah.
When we were on there during Seder, we thought the Rama was going on his previous. I mean, the Rama in the previous comment, he says, "Vafilu naflas sukkah sur." So when
the Rama
is saying here, it's only if you set the iskatsari, because then that's the bir halach of kasher. If you want to say the nafla,
he's not talking about mas. It doesn't seem that way. The comment of the Rama of Yashav the sukkah, not dafka by a nafla afterwards. I don't think so. I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't sound that he's going back in the case of Nafra. That was a comment, I feel Nafra.
Same, but then, it's not Nafra, but why would not also include Nafra?
Yeah, but
also includes the case that when it fell down.
Sounds like he's saying his Chiddush even within a Tzokah never fell down. And,
okay, fine.
I mean, the Kasha would be in that case.
In the case, the whole Kasha, the Berlach, is in the case where it fell down.
I hear, but it doesn't sound like he's asking Dafka in that case either. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, we're both saying there's so much more to learn. Siv Beis is about Noisuka. You can look at it. Kedai to look at. Just Halacha L'Maisa Dik. Again, it's Kedai to recognize. Not necessarily everything that we call Noisuka goes into the Halacha that we're talking about here in the Shulchan Aruch of Noisuka. Noisuka, you have to know how to define it. We put up a decoration or two. That's, there's comments here about that also. I think they bring here in the... See, just the regalachas here, comment. The lashon of the Mechaber is the lashon of the Gemara, right? That you put up krumin, what does it say there? Ochen, mashkin, kinegon naosa, and then the other things. So they bring a tshuva from Moshe, Arachayim Chilkeisim and Nem, Os Dalet. Dvarm shiragilim letrosam bimokom hadir kinegon naosa. Umiskayim al yadam isos teshu kentaduru. So he says, for example, sardinim, curtains, sheets, that you could imagine putting in your home as well, right? You become drapery, right? If you put that in the sukkah, that's nois sukkah, because you would hang that in your house. And even if a poor person wouldn't have such a thing in your house, but it's a mitzvah to have such a sukkah with such a thing. So it's a teshu kein taduru. The reason why Paris Yenos are considered nice sukkah, even though you don't put that in your house, is because the Iker sukkah is achila, if it has a shaykhus to the deer of sukkah. So food is considered the nice sukkah that we're talking about. And also, sometimes you could have such a thing in the house. However, Shamine Kishutim, Hamitsuyim Bismanenu, says the Igros Moshe, that since you wouldn't put some of these things in your house, you know, these kind of streamers or whatever, you know, the kind of things that like, no, that could rip by you. If you really touch it, it rips. You don't put that in your house typically for decorating your house. Even if it could last technically, Eino nechshavim b'noi sukkah, it's called noi mitzvah. So therefore, you tachein shemuta af lehanos mehem b'sukkah, but that already, pictures of tzaddikim, he has a discussion about, and things like this. So you have to know, halacha maisa, you have to take it to the next level, be ma'ayin more carefully. But I think this was kedai, at least to mashlim what we did, to see some of the main inyanim. Starting off with Rabbeinu Tam himself and what defines the Hechsher Sukkah, Tfanos, and on, Machokes, Rambam, and the Rush regarding Tfanos, the issue regarding the Rashba that we saw by Sukkot Ganvach and the Shaykhis there to Atzei Sukkah. They have some interesting comments in the bottom of the Rashba here that you can look at, that if you have a Sukkah that doesn't have the Isser of Atzei Sukkah and you can be Yotzei your Mitzvah, they bring a Krichemda that says that there's two Sukkim. That sukkah. So one is the pasuk that we learn now, the din of Atzei Sukkah, Shiras Yom Hashem, and there's another pasuk. He says, if you sit in the sukkah of Gadvach, that according to the Rashba would not have the din of Atzei Sukkah Surin, you'd mekayim one pasuk and not the other. Because the pasuk that talks about the Atzei Sukkah Surin Kol Shiva, so only when you have a sukkah that's usher, you know, based on Atzei Sukkah, would you have a kim of that pasuk, a very creative distinction between two pasukim. Other marmakom was on the Rashba as well. Yishmachachav Yosef Gadkach, Rebbe will say, go on and meet Hashem, Hemshach HaGemar tomorrow. Okay.